Really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to our show today. It is Monday, May 8th, 2017, and getting into the start of a new week. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Right now, we're seeing these hearings before the Senate committee. Sally Yates, who was Attorney General for 10 days, is testifying about her meetings at the White House and the Russian influence. They're still pushing it. They're using these hearings to push Russian influence on the election, even though no evidence has been found. Even Nancy Pelosi came on out and said, no, they didn't find any evidence. We just assume it was true because Russia obviously would have wanted Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. And that's it. It's guilt by accusation. And they're still out there pushing this thing as hard as they absolutely can. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Susan Rice had originally refused a request to testify at the Senate hearing. Now she's agreed to it, but on one condition, and that is she will testify before the Senate committee if it's conducted in a classified, closed-door setting. In other words, she does not want the press or you, the people, to know what she's going to tell the senators. And then, of course, she'll come on out and say, well, you know, we're talking about the evidence that Russia interfered with the U.S. election. And every time it's brought up, all Clapper says is, well, there are things I can't talk about here. There are things I can't talk about. You're just going to have to trust us. We have evidence the Russians are really, 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 really bad people. Now, Rand Paul is once again asserting that Obama spied on him during the campaign season using these NSA intercepts. Apparently, he sent a written request to Donald Trump for an investigation and hearings a month ago. Absolutely nothing is happening on that one. It's all about demonizing Russia, not actually getting to the facts. Facts? Who cares about facts? We live in a post-truth society. Now then, as you probably are already aware, Macron won the election yesterday. He's the new president of France. He defeated Le Pen by a huge, huge margin, far more than the polls suggested. And we're already hearing reports not just about ballots that were left blank by protesting voters, but spoiled ballots, ballots that were too damaged to use. And those were in such numbers, it could have impacted the election because they had more of these spoiled ballots than votes for Marine Le Pen. Now, Macron is already out there showing his European Union affiliation, servitude. Was out there in his acceptance speech, I'll defend Europe. And apparently he waited until after the French national anthem had played and waited until they were playing the European Union anthem before he walked out to give his speech. He's just telegraphing that the European Union won that election last night. And already people are asking, was this election stolen, given so many that we have seen exposed as fraudulent in recent years here? Investment Watch blog, was the French election stolen, or do they just love being cucks? And another story here, we've just witnessed what can happen when the globalists work together, and saying it was a concerted effort of the world's globalist leaders to further their agenda at the expense of the voting public. It's now come on out that Obama was over there campaigning for Macron. That's interfering with a foreign election, isn't it? They're trying to make a really big deal over the allegation Russia interfered with our election, but the U.S. is out interfering in elections in other countries, at least 81 that we know of. And there seems to be this attitude about, well, it's okay for the United States to interfere with other elections. We're the good guys, but by golly, they better not interfere with ours. And apparently a lot of information was released about Macron over and above the raised eyebrows about his strange marriage to his high school teacher. And there were documents about possible tax evasion in the Caribbean islands. And, of course, they immediately said, oh, the Russians are hacking us. The Russians are hacking us because they want Le Pen. Macron Gate is the biggest story in the world, certainly in the hours before the election. Twitter was caught actively censoring it. Anything about Macron Gate was being taken down. And The French police are targeting the citizen journalist who uploaded the evidence that Macron is using offshore accounts for tax evasion. So here we are. Government exists to protect itself and to protect the criminals. And there's a lot of overlap there. The laws are only being deployed against those of us who would be interested in getting the truth out. When you live with a government of liars, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So Stephen Molyneux is out there saying, so Obama spied on Le Pen and endorsed Macron. If this is him not interfering in a foreign election, what would interference really look like? And he's absolutely right. We're seeing this huge, huge double standard. Well, let's get on over to North Korea and the booga booga that is happening over there. And the latest attempt to convince you North Korea is an enemy that must be destroyed immediately is the threat of an imp attack aimed at the U.S. home front. And apparently a congressional expert who is unnamed in the original article is accusing North Korea of having hidden nuclear weapons in its two Earth-orbiting satellites that it put up as part of its civilian space program. And they're going back to a system called FOBS, Fractional Orbital Bombardment System, which this article claims was invented by the Russians, but no, it was actually invented by the United States. And it's based on a very simple theory. Satellites that are being launched into orbit follow a different trajectory off the ground than a ballistic attack missile. Ballistic missiles, in order to maximize range, go up at 45-degree angles. Satellites tend to launch vertically to get out of the atmosphere before they pitch on over and go for speed without the air resistance. And so the theory behind FOBS is that you would have a warhead disguised as a satellite, and you'd launch it as a satellite, and it would be in orbit, and then when it was over the target, it would deorbit and strike, or it would detonate above the atmosphere for an imp. And that's what they're now claiming North Korea is already in the position of being able to do because of their two Earth-orbiting satellites. So that's your daily dose of booga booga. And maybe they're considering doing an imp attack on the U.S. as a false flag to get you all hot and bothered for the coming attack here. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And this is a good point for us to mention that we are in the middle of the Republic Broadcasting Network's May fundraising drive. And I am being told that this is really very, very serious. We've already seen other independent media broadcasters be driven from existence by economic warfare, going after the advertisers, trying to find ways to harass them, lawfare. They're going after Alex Jones. They've gone after my advertisers. It really is a war out here, and RBN needs your help, or they're just not going to be around, is what I'm being told. So there are three ways that you can, and by the way, I hate asking for money. You know that about me, but it's really, really desperate. So take down this phone number, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719, and you can call in and arrange for a donation that way. There is also a PayPal link on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org's webpage. And there is also a postal address where you can send a check or cash donation. And nobody out here is living the life of luxury. We're really on the edge at RBN, just as we are at whatreallyhappened.com. And the only way we're going to be able to push back the big money oligarchical control of our country is the little money has to unite together in service to restoration of our republic. And these are desperate times for all involved. It's just high stress. And nobody is in this business with the illusion they're going to get rich. The big money goes to the paid liars on the corporate media. And so RBN needs your help. And I know you've already been helping me, but hopefully you can do just a little bit more. Every little bit is appreciated and needed over at RBN. All righty, getting on back to the military. As you're aware, the U.S. Air Force has been playing with this robotic space plane. It looks like a mini space shuttle. It's got the black and white tile, and it seems to have these extremely long duration missions. The very first one spent 224 days in space. The next one was 468 days. The one after that, 675. The latest mission of the X-37B plane lasted 718 days, and nobody has any idea what it was doing up there on any of these missions. So people are just kind of wondering what's going on here. Now, over in North Korea, their election is tomorrow. And the polls are showing that a former anti-government student leader, Moon Jae-in, is likely to succeed the ousted president, Park Geun-hye. And that's going to pose a problem for the United States, because Moon Jae-in is very much in favor of oppositions the U.S. has to this is that Russia has declared this deal bars American jets from most of Syria's skies, saying you will not fly over these safe zones. That is what makes them safe zones. The State Department spokesman is saying, absolutely not. We have a right to fly anywhere we want in the world and bomb terrorists, and nobody can stop us. So that is the sticking point. Meanwhile, over at the United Nations, the UN Secretary General is saying, look, this is a good idea. This is a good deal. Let's have these little zones and de-escalate the conflict, which means we can expect that bigger, grander false flag, more professionally produced, to be hitting the air any time now, followed by a U.S. invasion, because we're hearing all those signs. Now, Turkey is turning out to be the wild card. Turkey is saying it may infiltrate into Iraq and Syria, and he's saying it's an operation to flush militants out of the area in Turkey's south, meaning the Kurds. He does not want the Kurds there. He certainly does not want a Kurdistan, which is diametrically opposed to the U.S. policy in the region. Meanwhile, we're getting another report that Turkey has already deployed troops into Idlib, Syria. So that is certainly going to complicate things. Story coming out of Sputnik News, Washington may be pushing Syrian Kurds' plan to extend territory. The Syrian Kurds are now saying they want one-third of Syria. Obviously, Syria's government does not approve of that. The Syrian people living on those lands certainly don't want to be kicked off. But the formation of an independent Kurdistan to reduce the size of Iran, Turkey, and Syria has been on the U.S. agenda for quite a long time. And the Kurds are counting on this U.S. support for a Kurdistan, and they're including another demand, which is access to the Mediterranean. Okay, I'm being told that I need to step back and repeat some comments about Korea, because that was a lot of the show. I didn't. Here we go. All kinds of problems. BAM user didn't start when it was supposed to. Okay, all right. Let's go back. All righty. Well, it was more than 30 seconds ago, but let me back up and talk about what's going on in Korea. Korean elections are tomorrow, and Moon Jae-in is well ahead in the polls to be the new president of South Korea. That's going to be problematic for the United States government because Moon Jae-in is in favor of reconciliation with North Korea. He's already announced that if he wins the election tomorrow, he is going to tell the United States to get out of South Korea. South Korea is going to take care of their own defenses, and they're going to do it by making friends with North Korea. So that we could see another major stolen election like we just saw in France and saw almost happen in the U.S. last year. Now, getting on back to Syria, Russia, Iran, and Turkey have put together this safe zone concept, which the U.N. Secretary General approves of, but the U.S. is opposing because part of the deal is the United States is not allowed to fly over the Syrian safe zones, and the U.S. is taking a position that the U.S. has the right to go anywhere in the world and drop bombs. So, stepping on out here, Kurds want one-third of Syria with U.S. support, and they're claiming that they have a legal right under international law to access to the Mediterranean. And I don't believe that they do. There are a lot of landlocked countries, like Austria, for example, that aren't out there demanding other countries give them a path through to the nearest beach. So this is bordering on the edge of unrealistic. Meanwhile, this is very troubling. We are seeing an escalating war of words between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And apparently the Saudis came on out. Their deputy crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, said that any contest for influence in the region between the Sunni Muslim kingdom and the revolutionary Shiite theocracy will take place inside Iran, not inside Saudi Arabia. And Iran has now responded that Iran, if it is attacked, will hit back at most of Saudi Arabia, with the exception of Islam's holy sites at Mecca and Medina. So there's an escalating war of words. And what it seems like to me is the United States used Saudi Arabia as their military proxy for an invasion of Yemen. And now it looks like the United States is going to use Saudi Arabia as a proxy to start the long-sought-for war with Iran. Meanwhile, down in Yemen, more children are being killed. It was an article that came out of Reuters focusing on the death of Jamila, aged 7. And, of course, they're trying to say, these people in Yemen, why did they persist in fighting against the outside invaders? Look how they're suffering. Well, it's the outside invaders that are the cause of the problem. Meanwhile, over in Israel, Israel is escalating the number of Palestinian home demolitions in East Jerusalem, which under the original UN partition plan is supposed to be Palestinian territory. And at the current pace, they're set to overtake last year's record high of demolitions. Apparently, they've bulldozed over 66 homes during the first 4 months of this year. They're just out there taking it. Another young Palestinian, 16-year-old girl, Fatima Afif Abd al-Rahman Haji, in East Jerusalem, was executed in cold blood by the Israeli police and border guards. Now, of course, they're saying she attacked them with a knife, but witnesses have come on forward, and apparently there's a photo to back it up, that she was non-threatening. She was more than 10 meters away from the group of soldiers when they just opened fire on her. Now, Israel is apparently... Oh, no, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back after these few words.
Oh, yeah. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show today. And we're dealing with some technical issues, and I apologize to the BAM user people that feed was late in starting as well. Too many buttons and switches around here. Okay, getting on back to the story I was starting on when we hit the commercial break. Israel's intelligence minister, Israel Katz, is now demanding Donald Trump recognize that the Golan Heights are an indivisible part of Israel. And this is going to be a little awkward for the U.S. government, because remember when Crimea broke away from Ukraine, and everybody was talking about their right to do so under the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the argument coming back from the U.S. government is, we must work to preserve the sanctity of national borders. And now all of a sudden you have Israel asking Trump to redraw Israel's border around the Golan Heights, which are now known to have a huge oil and gas reserve underneath it. So we'll see what Trump does, but given all the other recent disappointments, who knows? We're going to take a phone call now. Jeff in St. Paul, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay. We've talked about the four countries that still remain without the privately owned central banks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What countries other than those don't even have a working government? Like Somalia?
Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, they're not in any shape to actually have an organized central bank. But
the private central bank operates independent of the government. The Federal Reserve likes to create the illusion they're part of the U.S. government. That's why they have the name Federal rather than the Third Bank of the United States. But it's no more federal than Federal Express. It's just a name. And yes, there are some entanglements in terms of the U.S. government being able to have a say on who the chairman is, but the U.S. government is unable to audit the Federal Reserve. And we even have Let me finish this one thought. We have Alan Greenspan on a video admitting the Federal Reserve Bank answers to no federal government authority. They are a power unto themselves. So,
the country of Somalia, we have a big population of Somalians in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota. And my contention is that they're just, flooded with everything they want or need. And we're doing that so they send money back to their family in Somalia, which draws and hopefully keeps them in the United States orbit if things ever get settled down there.
Well, my understanding is the U.S. is already starting to militarily intervene in Somalia.
Uh-huh. But isn't that a way to kind of, put breadcrumbs so that they all look to the United States, that even though China and Russia are closer and, they're starting their one belt, one road system, but Somalia is on the coast of two oceans. It's the entrance into the heart of Africa, and it's all full of oil.
Well, let me point out, have you seen much gratitude coming from all the refugees who are getting free stuff in Europe and the United States of America? The attitude tends to be that
they're entitled.
Yeah, they think they're entitled. There's very little gratitude going on there. I don't think the United States realistically thinks they're going to sway the political future of Somalia based on all the free goodies given to Somali migrants who are in the United States and in Europe.
Mm-hmm. And I think that maybe because of the debt that some of these big oil countries that hold our debt are telling our country to, open the floodgates. And there's no money for roads or bridges or anything here, but they're just building huge apartment blocks everywhere, but they're not for Americans. They're having separate, little enclaves now.
Well, I don't think the oil companies are behind that, because the oil companies are going to use the indigenous Somalis as oil field workers.
The oil sheikdoms.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying.
What happened when we first had the big immigration with Egyptians and Arabs and stuff. These guys started out driving taxis, and then they started buying up all the grocery stores.
Okay, well, it's a good point, but I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to the phones here, Erdogan has issued a statement urging Muslims to make a point of visiting Al-Aqsa to protect the mosque's Islamic identity. Because we're seeing Israel attempt to turn all of Jerusalem into a totally Jewish area. There's been talk about the Al-Aqsa Mosque has to come down to make way for the Third Temple of Israel, and all of this is just horrendously provocative to all these world's religions. One of my favorite movies, directed by Ridley Scott, Kingdom of Heaven, and at the very end, when Balian and Salahuddin are facing off, and Balian is saying, if you try and capture the city, we'll burn it all down. Every rock, every stone, everything that drives men mad, we will destroy. And Salahuddin says, I wonder if it might not be better if you did. Because if you look at how much war and bloodshed is focused on just that little tiny piece of ground here. Now, the reason Erdogan is doing this is because Israel is actually considering legislation to legally declare Israel a Jewish-only state. After all this time about screaming about not being apartheid, they're going ahead and it's actually being debated, where Jewish people will be citizens and everybody else will be second class. And it is basically a declaration of apartheid, although if you use that word, you're a filthy, dirty anti-Semite who wants Hitler to come back and gas Jewish babies in the ovens. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, you can classify me as a filthy, dirty anti-Semite.
Okay.
Because
you get my rubber stamp.
You know, they're trying to take the Golan. For the oil, and they have been an apartheid state forever. And where they haven't officially, by law, declared themselves a Jewish state, they refer to themselves everywhere around the world as just that. And there always has been everybody else has always been a second class citizen. So that's the first thing. But the other thing is, you know, I really thought Obama was one of the worst presidents we've ever had. There's only a very few things that I agreed with him on. One of them was his agreement that he forged with Iran on the nuclear deal.
Yes.
And now we are so thoroughly undermined and subverted and controlled by the Jewish lobby that they are investigating. Now you have to... it's like they did with Russia, where you can't treat with Russia anymore for fear you'll be, you know, McCarthy-ited and called a traitor, basically. And now Yes. It's the same thing. If you agreed with Iran, with the Iran deal, they want to investigate Obama over forging that diplomatic deal with Iran. So if you disagree with Israel... You know, you're going to be investigated, and God forbid you come out the wrong way. But they're actually doing that, and it just drives me nuts.
Okay. Well, please don't use the word forging with regard to the deal of Iran, because there's a negative connotation of faking. But certainly Obama crafted the P5+1
yes.
deal. That's a better word to use. We're not
yes.
going to confuse people that way. But yes, now that he's no longer the president... the fact that he stood behind that deal, they're trying to open an investigation into it. Into what? Obama said, if Iran will do this, we will end the sanctions. Iran has complied with all of their obligations under the P5+1. The United States isn't. In fact, the United States is now out there saying we need more sanctions because they're testing ballistic missiles and they're testing defensive weapons, and we want to invade them someday down the road. And how dare they build a defensive military? Same thing that we're hearing about North Korea.
If you dare to reproach with Russia or to have a normal relation in a deal like the Iran deal, which was the best thing that Obama did by far, then you are going to be investigated and God forbid, maybe found criminally liable. That's how dictatorial their control is over the United States.
Well, the investigation will be used to smear the Obama legacy, not that it needs all that much assistance. But in the end, as president, Obama had the legal authority to make this deal and sign on to it. And so there can't be any criminal prosecution. Obama, in that one case, was within the letter of the law.
Well, what are they investigating for then, Mike? What they are investigating for is kind of what they accused Trump of Russia of being on their payroll or you know, caving into coercement or being an Iranian agent, or like they accused Trump of being a Russian agent, preposterously, but they did. And that's what they're doing here, too.
It's not really an investigation. It's just another political smear job. And Israel is sending a message that if you do not do what we tell you, we will destroy your historical legacy. Because all presidents are obsessed about their historical legacy. We certainly saw that with Obama during the closing months of his last term in office, where he's out there trying to rewrite history from within the Oval Office, which is a futile effort in the age of the Internet. But that's basically what it is. If, you know, you did not make us happy, we will destroy you in the pages of the history books.
Michael, I would love to see all the sanctions that they have gone to so much trouble to make sure that we put onto Russia. I'm talking about the Jewish lobby. They put onto Russia, we put onto Iran, we put onto Syria, that all of those sanctions were redirected to Israel, that we put no fly zones over Israel. And I would like to see us drop arms and munitions to Gaza, you know, and force open the blockade with our Navy. That's really what they deserve. They're proliferating the nuclear weapons. They're invading everybody. They're the ones interfering in our elections and controlling us. And
they don't even hide it.
They don't
even hide it. They don't even hide it. They've got AIPAC and all these other pro-Israel organizations that are shaping the American politics. But we're supposed to think that's okay. It's just only wrong when Russia does it. And they can't even prove that Russia actually did it.
And all the dual citizens, you know, should be declared illegal aliens, and we should be doing to them exactly what Trump should be doing to the other illegal aliens and kicking them the hell out of the country.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't like the idea of dual citizens holding positions of power in the United States of America. I think America's government should be in the hands of the American people and not in the hands of dual citizens with divided loyalties or, as we just saw out in California, illegal immigrants who are now on a city commissions able to influence that city's policy toward illegals. It's real bread and circuses time here in the United States.
And Mike, the seat of all their power is the Federal Reserve and the media. That's the seat of all their power. We have people who are loyal to a different country controlling our money supply and controlling what we hear and see in the media.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. We're living under puppet rule, and we should not be any more content with it than the people of Iraq or Afghanistan or of Libya or of Yemen, because it's not a pleasant thing to live under puppet rule that benefits a foreign government. Washington, D.C. is a Vichy government on behalf of a foreign power.
Man, there is really nothing left, Mike. This whole deep state is the Israeli lobby. It is the banks. It is the complicit media. It's the intelligence services that do what they're bid by the banks and the media. And you know,
I'm not sure it's that clear cut. I think the intelligence agencies and even the Pentagon have gone a little bit rogue. Because I went on back and I looked at that video where Wesley Clark blew the whistle on this plan to invade these seven nations in 5 years, and he kept saying that this document came from the Pentagon. It didn't originate with the White House. This was the Pentagon saying, we're going to go ahead and invade these countries because we don't know what else to do, and the war on terror isn't going very well, and we want more money for more weapons and more goodies, so we're going to just go on out and create these wars.
A corollary of that, Mike, is that honestly, in the last 40 years of my life, and we're the exact same age, I can't remember really the State Department crafting foreign policy at all. It's all come out of the Pentagon. Our military is our foreign policy.
And, unfortunately, you're right.
Damn little, it's not.
Yeah, we're a warmongering nation, and we have been for quite a long time, certainly since the end of World War II. Where the American leader saw a chance to become ruler of the world. And they've been playing that game ever since. Anyway, Peter, we're going to let you go here. Get on back to the news. Thank you very much for the phone call. Apparently, over on the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, things are getting tense there. Apparently, Pakistan overran some border checkpoints, and in the process, 50 Afghani soldiers were killed. So it looks like we may even see a little bit of a skirmish up there. We really are a world that is hovering on the edge of global war. Everywhere there's going to be war. There's going to be no place you can go to where it is not going to touch you. Over at the Washington Post, they're pushing for the overthrow of Hungary's anti-immigration Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Oh, he's terrible. He's against globalism. He believes in strong borders. We have a right to go on in and replace him with somebody who's on board with the New World Order global government here. Meanwhile, as part of your daily dose of fear-mongering, the TSA is now warning against truck ramming attacks by terrorists. And they're now saying that truck owners and truck rental agencies must be extra vigilant about just who they are renting their trucks to make sure it's not being set up for a terror attack. All right, let's see. We have Wes in Idaho. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, very fast. Thank you, Michael. Trump declaring May Jewish Heritage Month, and what's he going to do after the 50th year, June 8th, 1967 USS Liberty attack? What do you think Trump's going to do on that one? Anything?
No, he's just going to pretend. You know, Trump is a friend of Israel. His father was good friends with Benjamin Netanyahu. And again, you look at Jared Kushner. No, the White House will not acknowledge the wrong done to the crew of the USS Liberty. They're expendable in the name of good relations with Israel.
Disgusting. I was reading USS Liberty incident on Wikipedia and learned a little bit. One thing, McGonagall, when he was coming into the area of the Six-Day Wars and he was being told to just sit 12, 13 miles off, he said, "Hey, I'm on a destroyer escort to help me." And he asked this of Vice Admiral Martin, and Martin turned him down. He said, "No problem. You're so easy to recognize. No problem." And also that I guess one or two of the carriers, Saratoga and America, were just 300 miles away. You know, yes, that's not even 10 minutes in an F-4. They could have been there quick.
Well, they actually launched a rescue flight. And they were ordered to return to the carriers right from President Johnson's office. And apparently Johnson was quoted as saying that he would rather see the Liberty and its crew on the floor of the ocean all dead than embarrass our best friend in the Middle East. And frankly, the lack of a destroyer escort for what is essentially an unarmed ship going into a war zone almost seems like the USS Liberty was intentionally being set up to be destroyed. And while it was all going on, while Israel was trying to sink the ship, Israel was saying, "Oh, it's Egypt. Egypt is attacking your ship." And well, then, of course,
That's the point I want to make. I've listened to a lot of Phil Turney, but I've never heard that Captain McGonagall actually ask for a destroyer escort, which he most certainly justifiably 12 miles from an active war zone. He needed that.
Yes, he did. It was a reasonable request to make, and the Vice Admiral... Yes. There's definitely an issue there in terms of him not getting that escort, given the situation. In hindsight, it looks like they were being set up, just like the poor people here in Pearl Harbor were set up on December 7th, 1971.
And worse is, we let them get away with it. There's more to come.
We didn't. President Johnson and Admiral of the Navy John McCain let them get away with it.
That, unfortunately, I learned this a long time ago, the people get the government they deserve. If they don't stand up and, you know, hang LBJ before nightfall would have been the proper thing to do. You know, we don't stand up. We don't get involved. We don't care. Just not enough of us get out there and do the things we should do. I'm writing a 10-page letter right now to Trump and asking just what he's going to do on June 8th, 2017, when, you know, all the congressmen and LBJ have done all this to we the people. I mean, atrocious things. LBJ, not only that, I know you don't believe in reverse speech, but most certainly LBJ, when he was making the condolence speech to the people on 3 or 4 days after JFK's death, he actually said in reverse, "We killed him. We bumped him off." I think.
All right, Wes. Okay,
yeah, well,
we
just, no.
That was the shark. That was the shark. And oh. we're at a commercial break anyway, so I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you very much, and we'll be back after these few words.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we take any more phone calls, because they're waiting, interesting little story. The FBI has come on out and said there will be no charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. because they could not find any evidence that there was any kind of illicit content in the telephone conversations with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. So Trump was wrong, not to mention weak, to let Flynn go. And it is interesting that the FBI is coming out with this information today, because in her testimony before the Senate panel, Sally Yates is saying she was warned that Flynn was a blackmail risk, that he was compromised by the Russians. And the FBI is saying, no, there wasn't anything there. Obama just wanted to bug his political opponents. And his flimsy excuse for doing so is falling apart. All right, real quick, Ramsey in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, you, sir. I just want to ask you a question. I was talking to one of the RBN hosts yesterday, and he got really upset because I told him, show me the evidence, because he said that Russia hacked the DNC, Russia was involved in the American election, the British election, and the French election. So do you agree with that? I'm just kind of confused.
Well, yeah, obviously, in an age where we know governments lie to their people, like Saddam's nuclear weapons, anytime the government makes a declaration like that, you have a right to say, where is your proof? Show me the actual raw data that proves your statement. And, of course, what we're getting down here is, oh, we can't do that. It would reveal methods and sources. You're just going to have to take our word for it. Well, no, as a matter of fact, we're not taking your word about anything anymore, not after the humiliating way we've been lied to so much for so long.
The RBN host yesterday said that Russia hacked the DNC computers. Is that true?
No. The DNC was a leak, most likely by a gentleman named Seth Rich, who leaked out the documents because he realized what the DNC was doing with regard to Bernie Sanders was dishonorable at best, illegal at worst. And so, yeah, there was the leak, and that's where WikiLeaks got it. And then Seth Rich was assassinated. They claimed it was a robbery, but he still had his cell phone, his watch, and his wallet when the body was found. This whole Russia demonization all came up right after Hillary Clinton lost the election. And she's still out there trying. I'm sorry?
It's interesting because I listen to people like you and other people on RBN, but that guy on Sunday, he comes once a week on Sunday, he keeps on saying things that are completely different from you and other people. And he also said Russia was involved in the French election yesterday
election. Calm down. You're drinking too much coffee. RBN does not tell the host what to say, so obviously some of us have different opinions than the others do. We need to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.